Oh, yeah, crank that up. Yeah, there you go. This is my favorite story of the week. The University of Illinois made history this week. They hired the first black woman as the new director of high school football relations in the school's 130-year history. Her name is Ashton Washington, and she's on the phone with us now. Congratulations.
Thank you, Pete. How are you?
Wow, this is big, big news. You made history. How does it feel?
Yes, sir. It feels incredible. It feels good to be a trailblazer, I guess you can say.
Yes. Tell me about your journey. Where did you grow up? How did you get into sports? How did you get into football?
So I grew up born in Mississippi. So moved from Mississippi when I was 5 to Houston, Texas.
Okay.
The Lone Star State, look, the football capital. And then from there, you know, spent my entire life in Texas. I graduated high school from Fort Bend Travis, went to college at a small private university in Austin, Texas, the capital, Houston-Tilson University. And then from there, worked with Rivals.com, worked with 24/7 Sports, the Houston Roughnecks, XFL team. And then now here we are with Lovie Smith.
Lovie Smith with the beard, too. I'm sure you haven't had a chance to meet him because of the coronavirus and the quarantine, but have you been on Zoom, FaceTime with him?
Yes, sir. So it's crazy because it's like I haven't met anyone on staff in person. So I'm hoping they're all real people when I get up to Champaign.
Yes, and they are turning around the program. We so much in this state want to see U of I football back again. I mean, it was such a proud tradition for years and years and years, and then they had a tough road. But, wow, I hope that works. Tell me about your job. What does the new director of high school football relations mean? Are you talking to high school football coaches?
Yes, so with that, the title it says what exactly what it means. So I like to say, you know, a key part of the recruiting process, the recruiting piece. So bringing in new relationships as far as in-state, out-of-state, and rekindling old relationships that have faded. So my main goal is you got to be a people person, and you got to get out there and just keep making a name for yourself.
Boy, you sound so happy on the phone. How old are you?
Oh, no. I'm 23. Look, sharing the age.
23, which is fantastic because we want you to stay at U of I for a very long time and build up that program. We're talking with the first black woman on staff in the school's 130-year history. So they have a very rich history at U of I. How did you decide on talking to them and the whole process?
So it started, I'd say, with Coach Joe Price. So he was in the position before me. And now he's down back in Texas, director of player personnel for UTSA. But with him, I met him while I was in Texas working with 24/7 Sports. And, you know, just while he was at North Shore High School, I was down there scouting and just pretty much on a mentee-mentor type of relationship.
Okay.
He ended up getting a job up at Illinois. And then me, he probably wanted me to be quiet, but I kept bugging him like, Coach, I want to learn. Like, you know what I mean? I want to learn what you're doing. I was one of those like annoying interns, but it is what it is.
Right.
So from there, he kind of pretty much introduced me to the director of recruiting now, which is Patrick Embleton. And I built up another relationship with him. But it was never necessarily on like, you know, guys, I need a job. This is what I want to do. You know what I mean? It was just
right.
natural relationships. And then all of a sudden he leaves, goes to UTSA, XFL. You know what happened with there with during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get a text from Pat. He says, hey, Ash, send me your resume. I send my resume and not thinking of anything. And here we are.
I love that story. And Ashton, have you always been into football? Is football running your family?
Oh, man, yes. I love football. That's like number one. Number two, I don't know if this is going to throw people off, but I love golf as well. But football's number one. And, you know, family-wise, Dad played at Mississippi State. He played at Air Force Academy. Brother, I actually dropped him off this past week at Penn State. So I was in Happy Valley. I don't know how happy our fans are going to be about me being down there with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I was down there. And then cousin, he's down at Jacksonville. Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Josh Dobbs.
He's your
and
cousin?
Yes. So
oh,
his
wow.
grandma, Yeah, his grandma is actually my great-grandmother's sister. So there's some strong blood right there.
Okay, I like that. You know, Texas is known, Friday Night Lights, they're known for high school football, and I'm sure you grew up with that.
Oh, no doubt. Texas high school football is a religion down here.
Man, are you excited to be working with Lovie Smith? You know his background. He was here in Chicago for a very long time, took us to the Super Bowl.
Super excited. I think the biggest thing for me is just how down to earth he is. The first time I ever spoke with him on a Zoom call, and again, remember, I never met anybody. He was so down to earth. And in my head, I'm like, I definitely want to work with this man. But I didn't tell him at the moment. I kept him on edge. But I knew I wanted to work for Coach Smith and his staff.
And why is that? I hear a lot from his former players how much they respected him and loved his coaching style and his former coaches. Is it just the way he talks? Is he passionate about it? What is it with Lovie Smith?
For me personally, it's his actions. It has a play a factor into the way he comes across, you know, the way he speaks. The way he treats you, he's so loving. It's honestly, it's like having a second dad on staff. That's pretty much what Coach Smith is. He doesn't yell. He's very calm.
Right.
I love it. It's unbelievable. You know what I mean? Especially as a head football coach, it's just his actions and the way he is. He's a great person.
Now, when you were doing the Zoom call, could you get past the big gray beard?
So look, when he shaved it off, he didn't tell anyone. He hopped on a Zoom call.
Wait a second. Ashton, he doesn't have the beard anymore?
No.
Oh, wow. That's big news. That's breaking news here in Chicago. So Lovie Smith shaved his gray beard?
Oh, that beard's gone. I don't know how to feel about it. Because we were all like, wait, what? But then think about this. When the beard came off, we were like, this means business. You know what I mean? This means we're revamping something.
Something's going on. But the beard was the big thing with the student body because they were wearing white beards in the stands. It started to become such a thing. And then they started winning and upsetting teams last season.
See, now we got to come up with a new thing for the fans to be in the stands. That beard is gone. Unless it gets cold, it might come back.
Oh, my gosh. I love that you brought the breaking news today. So you need to mention that in sports, Carm, that Lovie Smith shaved his big gray beard. It is absolutely gone.
I think it's been gone for a little while now, right? I feel like he did it. I don't know. I remember seeing a picture, Pete. I think you've been sleeping on the Lovie shave off.
Wow. I need to pay attention more to Lovie. Ashton, congratulations. Thank you so much for coming on, and we wish you a ton of success at U of I.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm looking forward to meeting you guys when the time comes.
Ah, that's fantastic. We'll see you soon. Have a great weekend. That is Ashton Washington. She is the first black woman on the football staff in the program's 130-year history. She made history at U of I, and boy, does she have a great attitude. Wow.